Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to the Extra Hour, the second hour. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me is the man who put spaces in.
Bunches of them.
Bunches of spaces in.
2,000 of them, actually. 2,000, yeah.
You have them calculated, huh?
Yeah, I'm calculated. And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
We were just talking about, you know, we're going to be talking, finishing the conversation, to how Jesus learned and grew in favor with God and man. That it's time for us to learn again. It's time for us to learn again. If you missed what took place in front of Congress on the grass, on the lawn, in front of Congress, and we were there praying. Remember, you were there praying, and God, a lot of details with that. But the... they put crosses out, pink crosses out, and you can see this video you just heard from CBN News is available for you on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and see it. But it's just beautiful to see the young people waking up. Mm. They're waking up and saying, listen, we've seen our children in the womb. We know it's not true, that it's not a disease.
Yeah.
It was what you were before you were actually birthed into this world, and we're not going to end their life. What's happening in Syria?
CBN is reporting that there are reports that Israeli warplanes have attacked a shipment of Russian missiles inside a Syrian government stronghold. And this is according to a U.S. security official. This attack took place on Wednesday. And this is serious because these Russian shipments were already there.
Mm-hmm. So Russians were shipping.
It was their shipment of whatever missiles they brought in. Russia, yes.
To Syria.
They were in the country of Syria.
Just for a geography lesson, this is that like the hat on the head of Israel. This is how close it is to Israel.
Right, and we just found out, the most powerful man in the world, according to Forbes magazine.
Right.
He just dropped off a couple of missiles off into Syria, and Israel basically took those out. Of course, Israel's not confirming that they did this. Okay. My understanding of their policy is that they don't. From what I've read here, you know, in news, but you gotta understand that Israel's not gonna remain silent. I mean, the last time that the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu came to the United States and actually came to the United Nations, he basically laid out and told us in plain English that Israel's alone. Israel is alone, and they have no more backing. And particularly, what's happening in Syria, you're looking at a civil war. Over 100,000 deaths have occurred there. We were at one point getting ready to take away these chemical weapons, and all of a sudden, it's like, watch, you know, right hand, watch the left hand. Putin gave some suggestions to our president, and it's no longer a reality. But understand that just because it's not on the media outlets, just because you're not hearing about this is not something that Israel's going to close their eyes and turn away from. It is a very real and present danger to them, and they will take action.
And it's so important, too, to realize that this Sunday is the Sunday, and we need to do it 365 days a year, but we're going to pray for the persecuted church.
Yeah.
You know, and we are about to, I'm just fixing to be able to have something available for you here in just a moment, that CBN News is reporting how the church is caught in the crossfire. Of what's taking place and what you're talking about. And we have to pay attention. 20% of the population, 20% of the population in serious Christians. Remember, the oldest part of the church in the history of the church. Yeah, Damascus and all. And that's where Paul was when he was blinded and when he went there to be able to stay at the... I don't know. Straight Street?
Kind of where his organization got reorganized. Yeah,
Ananias came down and prayed for him. And it's like, listen, we at the church, that's a significant part of the birthing of the Gentiles what happened in Syria there. Mm-hmm. And they're being caught in the crossfire. As a matter of fact, listen up right now. The CBN is reporting about how Syrian Christians are being caught in this brutal Islamic civil war that's taking place.
Christians in Syria are under attack by Muslim rebels, the same rebels who are fighting against President Bashar al-Assad's regime. Thousands have fled their homes during the civil war, but some are staying put and continue to attend church in the midst of all the violence. Dale Hurd has the story.
In a country torn by a violent civil war, the sound of a church bell ringing stands in stark contrast to the sounds of gunfire and bombs that have become the norm. Many Christians have fled Syria. Others stand their ground, risking their lives to attend church.
Even when they heard bombs and shellings, as you see, there are many people in the churches because they see the only hope in the prayer.
Christians are one of the largest religious minorities in Syria. They make up about 10% of the country's population of 23 million people and have found themselves caught in the middle of the brutal civil war. Sunni-led Muslim rebels fighting the government have repeatedly shelled predominantly Christian neighborhoods in Damascus. In addition, Al-Qaeda-linked fighters have desecrated churches in areas they have seized. Sami Amir is a Christian from eastern Damascus.
They are targeting specifically a Christian area. They want people to go out, or maybe they want them to be against the regime.
The attack on Christians has Syria's religious minorities deeply concerned about the growing role of Islamic extremism among the rebels fighting President Bashar Assad's regime. Islamic extremists took over the village of Mulula last month. Yusef Nami says he and his wife crawled into a small house next to the church. They hid for 3 days until the shooting stopped. Yusef says the jihadists shouted, "Anybody who wants to convert to Islam is good. Otherwise, they will be killed." At least 32 people have been killed and dozens injured in recent weeks in the Christian district of Al-Qasa. At the start of the civil war, many Christians tried to stay neutral. But as rebel forces have become dominated by Muslim jihadis, Christians often have to side with the government. Dale Hurd, CBN News.
This is so important, praying for the persecuted church. It actually is 10% of the 20 million population in Syria, 10%, as they said. And they're faithfully going to worship God. I mean, think about this in regards to what we're seeing in America. The total opposite, where you know, American Christians, versus Christian Americans, is that it's turning away from God,
right?
And even in the midst of being the target and just saying we're going to stand up for God, and understand you cannot don't buy into a bill of lies saying that you can actually say I actually accept that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God just so you can live and think you're going to have eternal life. You cannot deny Jesus Christ as Lord and think that, you know, you just saved your flesh, but you just damned your soul. And so, and if you cannot tell your flesh now, you're how many times have you sold out just for a paycheck or just for, it's just business.
Right.
You know, it's just politics.
Sorry, Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, right. Jesus. You know, you understand. Mm-hmm. You understand we had to do that because... And it's like, that's not true. You cannot deny God's Son, who He sent to die for you, to pay the price, the only price that could be paid for you to have a relationship with Him, and then in His face tell Him, your Son's not God, your Son's not my source, but then buzz back in 3 weeks later and say, you understood I needed to live a little bit longer. You know, I mean, ask Howard Pittman. You know, you cannot do that.
Right.
And to see these Assyrian Christians, Christian Syrians, stand up and faithfully, you know, worship God in the midst of this battle when just horrific things are taking place. I mean, my heart goes out. We need to pray for Lord God. We just pray even right
Jesus.
Now for the persecuted church, the church across the world, but right now the Christian Syrians, God, that are standing up and saying Jesus is Lord. God, keep them from compromise. Keep them by your angels, God. Keep them safe from the harm of Lucifer's children. This darkness that's trying to persecute your church. Lord, Paul said, I warned you day and night that wolves would come in amongst you and would devour you, even from your own number. Lord, I pray for the wolves that are trying to come in and destroy the Syrian church, Father God. Your people, your body, that you would prevent it, that you would send angels. And all of a sudden, just this wave, massive revival with Syrians that are held captive by darkness would leave darkness and enter into the light of your gospel, God. We just ask for this. We ask for salvation of the Syrian people, God, in Jesus' name. My goodness, just really just disturbs me to see what's taking place in that. Understand that we grow in wisdom. I mean, even Jesus, the word tells us that he grew and he learned. You know, in the Word of God in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7 through 9, he says, during the days of Jesus' life, in other words, when he lived, he was a child and he grew up to 33. He says, during the days of Jesus' life, he learned obedience. He learned obedience. Think about that. Mm-hmm. That's so important, because if you're not willing to learn, you're never going to be able to walk in obedience to God.
That's right.
And you can't say, well, you know, that was just one of those things. It's like God's going, no, you never chose to learn.
Right.
Well, I don't know why I'm destroyed. God's people are destroyed for a lack of learning, a lack of knowledge.
Right.
And so many of Lucifer's tactics out here are about, you don't have to think.
We'll think for you.
We don't think for you. Hey, just put on GPS and we'll get you from one place to the other. We'll tell you where the store is. Never look at a map again.
Mm-hmm. Just hold
just
the pen.
Just listen.
And we'll sign.
Yeah, you know, all information, everywhere, anytime, in any device. That was the original vision of Google.
Mm.
And it's happened in the context of that. So why do you have to actually really read the whole thing? The context is very important, because if you read the context of Lucifer in the Bible, he's an enemy of God.
Mm.
But if you just read a couple parts of him, you think, oh, you know, maybe like the Alinsky tactics, the Rules for Radicals. You start thinking, you should have read the whole context. Mm. And the thing is, he got cast out of heaven and he's going to be in a lake of fire forever.
Yeah.
And but that's in context. If you don't read that in context, you're going to think what they thought when they were writing that demonic situation. But in the Jesus learned obedience. And then not only that, he grew in favor. It says in Luke chapter 2, verse 52, Luke chapter 2, verse 52, that Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Think about that, in favor with God and man. And you have some of this religious mindset where it says, you know, I love Jesus and I will do anything for Jesus, but these people...
You know? Hand is getting away.
These people that he died for, that he loves, it's creating his image and his likeness. It's
interesting.
Like, you know, it's like, I don't even seek favor with them. I don't even think I need to have favor with them. You know, it's just all about the I, all about the me. And it's like, are you serious? I mean, even Jesus, the Son of God, he learned and he grew in wisdom, he grew in stature, he grew in favor with God and man, which means there's a progression in our life. And if you're not even reading God's word, if you're not abiding with him, if you're not fellowshipping with believers who are also hearing from God, you know what? This is what amen means, by the way. Amen doesn't mean it's time for you to sit down and do something different when you're at the gathering. It means when you hear something being said about God, something being sung about God, And your spirit man goes, that's exactly what God told me.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't yell out, hey, that's exactly what God told me. You say, amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen means that bears witness with my spirit. That
that's
bears
right.
witness. Amen doesn't mean it's time for you to go get your pot roast and your crock pot. Amen doesn't mean it's over. It doesn't mean it's time to eat. Amen means they heard from the same God you heard from. We're going to talk more about this after the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We have to understand this is serious times.
Yeah.
And we're seeing now the weakening of a nation. And this is how it works. I mean, the big question, this is today's special offer. It's available to you right today, this week. You need to get it. All you do is just make an offer of any love offering, any gift. Just go to VFNTV.com, click on the special offer. But you have to ask this question, is America under God's judgment? It's a two-part series. It's yours for any offering whatsoever. We want you to get it.
Mm.
Immediately, you'll be sent a link to be able to download it, to be able to begin to listen to it. Why not take long enough to just ask yourself the question and begin to hear the biblical explanation. Look at the law. Look at the evidence. Look at the word of God. Look at the evidence. And each phase of judgment, you can find out if this is true, because God will turn over a nation.
You know, there's nothing more frustrating sometimes when you miss something that you wanted to be able to see. And so you couldn't record it, maybe you couldn't get to it. But you know what? Every weekend we're doing things around the yard, or we're doing things, some hobbies, or we're going out visiting people, or whatever it is. We're driving in our cars to different places. Did you know you can catch the entire week's program every weekend for 24 hours, starting at 9 a.m. Central Time, all the way to 9 a.m. Central Time Monday morning? It's called Marathon Weekend. It's that week's program playing back to back. Don't miss it.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. We're talking about Jesus learning and growing in favor with God and man. And you're going to have to step outside of your digital addictions. You're going to have to look up from your mobile device. You're going to have to turn away from your computers and your media and your, I mean, just the whole concept of the whole statement, the play station. You know, what do you do? Well, I spent at least a good 8 hours play stationing. Mm-hmm. You know, promise keeping. A big shout out to Lewis this morning.
Yeah, right.
I was just promise keeping. Hearing about the monkey testimony. And the he's so visual. Isn't he not visual? I can say they don't even, vision doesn't go in my head like that. It's amazing. Mm. Help him, Lord. Help
Must be him nice. Keep his
mind. The I can imagine. Oh my goodness. Now look at that. It's transference. It's a transference. But it's just so important. It's going to take effort and energy. What does it mean? It means is this: is you're actually going to have to find, I don't know, a good source of God's perspective of what's going on. VFN TV and data radio program.
There you go.
How about that?
You can learn. I mean, think about this. No matter where you go, no matter what's happening, whether you're traveling on airplanes, now they're passing laws where you can listen even on airplanes, in airports, your cars, television, whatever. It can just begin to allow this just to wash over you. And we're just having a conversation. It's just a conversation about God with you and you with us and with the world, actually, too, as well. And it's so important because we've got to continue to talk about what they don't want talked about, which is God.
Yeah.
The creator of the universe, the one who sits surrounded by an emerald rainbow with lightning and thunder flashing. Think about it. You know, seven blazing torches, which is the spirit of God. You know, 24 elders that are crying out, holy, holy. Four living creatures that are shouting, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Angels just roaring and praising God. And America's like, I don't know if we want to keep in God we trust. It's like, dude, you know, if you want an economy, you better start trusting God. Mm-hmm. And the moving in God we trust off the coin is a manifestation of the church moving in God we trust off their heart. Mm. Because 97%, according to George Barna, don't trust God in their finances, right?
That's right.
They don't honor God in tithes and offerings. So don't complain about what DC's doing at the mint press. If you, in your own mint press in your own home, have already pulled God off of your finances.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Don't think also you're going to be able to keep it, because it'll go. It'll disappear.
Yeah, that's right.
But if you do remember him, and it'd be cool to be on this side of history doing what's right. I mean, no matter how it turns out, just to know you were doing what was right before you had to do what was right.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to line up. God loves us so much. He's going to highly motivate us to be able to walk in a way that he wants us to walk. But he grew. He grew in stature. He grew in wisdom, which means not only knowledge, but the proper application of how to be able to use that knowledge. But then he grew in favor with God. And you think about favor with God is just walking in more and more obedience to God, whatever God reveals to you. Somebody says, well, is he less obedient? No, but God reveals more to you. And so then you have more to obey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he broadens things up. People say, I want more. And God's going, you know, I like what Joyce Meyer says, you know, It's like, you want authority over the nations, and you get to have authority over a sink full of dirty dishes. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
You know, that's right. That's Joyce, not me. Hey, I didn't say that.
Sure,
you
is
know?
Good, though.
Yeah, she, you know, the why me, Abdal. What about me? What about me? Yeah. What about me? And it's just time for us to really understand. We got to grow and be faithful what we have today so God can entrust us with more tomorrow, which means we have to grow in favor and knowledge and wisdom in these areas of our life. You know, be faithful with today so you'll have a good tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Quit dreaming about tomorrow when your today is a mess. Master today.
Yeah.
This could be your last day on earth. If you're thinking you have tomorrow, no man's promised tomorrow. And you think you can live this life in a mess, and all of a sudden think tomorrow's going to work out for you. You had no idea when you were building bigger barns that your life was going to be called from you, and you never utilized the time wisely to get right with God.
Mm.
And so if Jesus grew in wisdom and favor with God, man, we need to. And understand this, that men are loved by God. Men are loved by God. Even the folks that you don't like, God loves. And it's okay because there's folks don't like you, but God loves you. And so it's not, the world is not according to you. The Lord is according to God.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to love. We don't have to, we need to love, but we have to love. He says, if you don't love your brother who you can see, you can't love God. And mm-hmm. so if you want to practice on, Lord, I just want to love you more, then you're going to have to grow in favor with men. You're going to have to be amongst men and genuinely care and have empathy about where they are. I don't know, have regard for the weak. You know, find out every one of them that you get a chance to come into, every just like yourself, they come in contact with you, that you're genuinely, authentically interested in their life and you want to see, you're just trying to hear God, how, what's your plans for this man? Mm. What's your plans for this lady right here? I know you have good plans in store. What are they going through? What do they need? How can I pray for them? How can I bless them? I mean, that is like your favor will come because they understand that you have no agenda other than the agenda of God. And the only people you'll be in conflict with are the people that have Lucifer's agenda, no matter what they call it, and God's agenda conflicts with theirs. But if they understand God loves them and they have God's agenda, they're happy. They're like, hey, I love them too. And there's nothing like meeting with folks who know him and walk with him.
Yeah.
And there's there is one more thing. Those who have not yet met him, when you introduce them to him, and I just think about Floyd and Anthony,
yes.
and how that Barbara and Steve got a chance to introduce them to him.
Yes.
And to watch just them on excited about God and just pumped up. And that's exciting. Mm. I think that trumps, you know, it's just so good. Listen, you're missing this awesome encounter with God if you're not growing in wisdom, if you're not growing in favor with God and man. Let me tell you something. If you're growing in favor with man without compromising the values of God, you are growing in favor with God. Because mm-hmm. if you care about men without compromising what God has said to you, this is what he says. I'm not unjust. I will not forget the love you have shown me as you help my people and you continue to help them.
Mm.
Nothing you do for me, brothers, nothing you do for me, nothing is in vain. Every bit of it is going to be remembered and written in my book of remembrance. I mean, that's powerful, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's about what we do for others. He says, whatever you did to the least of these of mine, you did it unto me. Mm-hmm. When do we see you hungry? When do we see you thirsty? When do we see you begging for bread? And he said, that was me. That was my body. Remember, I told Paul, which his name was Saul at that time. He says, why are you persecuting me? It's like, no, I'm not persecuting. I'm persecuting these people that are following this Jesus. It's like, no, they are me.
Mm-hmm.
That's my body.
Mm.
And whatever you do to the least of these of mine, you do to me. Many people die early for not understanding what I'm telling you. So you cannot. If you think that you don't even have to grow in favor with men, that you don't have to listen to them, that you always know more than them, and their perspective's not important to you, and their journey's not important to you, it's like you're missing God.
Yeah.
You're missing this thing called family, the family of God, right?
Absolutely. It's a great, great, amazing, you know, pleasure to be able to do that. And to understand that, my goodness, if Jesus himself, Jesus had to be made ready to be the ultimate sacrifice. What makes us think that we need to operate outside of what Jesus has already modeled and done for us?
He said, imitate me, right?
Imitate me. Favor with God and man. Well, it's just God. I just want to worship the Lord. These men. No, both. It's both of these that matter before the throne room of heaven.
That's exactly it. And he says, you know, in this word, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7 through 9, he says, during the days of Jesus' life, that's when he lived, as a man, all man, all God, but chose not to use his Godhead. He walked like as we walk. He offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears so that the one who could save him from death, I mean, he just cried out to God to save him from death. And he was heard. Think about it. He wasn't heard because he was God's son. He wasn't heard because all these other things. He was heard because of his reverent submission. And if, listen, if you treat men well, if you seek to find favor with men without compromising God's your loyalty to God, understand you are in reverent submission to God, because you will have to die to yourself to have a relationship with men.
That's right.
That's why people, it's like, I don't know how you have these relationships. Well, you just die a lot. You die a lot to yourself. And you say, you know what? I'm not that important. It's what God wants. And I've heard folks go, listen, you know, you're just real needy. You're just real needy. So this is what I was told once. You're just real needy. You know, you got to have it. It's like, no, actually, it's easier without people. But the concept was because this particular person didn't want to get under authority. They didn't want to get. They just want to do their own thing.
Yeah.
That they really thought. They thought it was a negative. They thought it was a weak thing to actually have a relationship and be close and accountable and authentic and transparent and live your life openly before others.
Sure.
Like Jesus did. You know what I'm saying?
That's a clue.
Yeah. And he says this on verse 8. So though Jesus was the Son of Man, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And once made perfect, he became the source for eternal life for all who obey him. Listen, it's time for us to become sources for men without compromising what God has called us to do.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, you're enjoying VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and visit our underwriters and our sponsors. We have taken the time to put their contact information. Give them a shout out, but also visit them. Visit today the $50 Eye Guy for all of your eyewear needs. They even have sports goggles, Pat, just for you.
Oh, all
right. VFNTV.com, the $50 Eye Guy here in Pensacola, Florida.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN Radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.
I think about Gideon. You know, God gave Gideon a torch and a sword. That's it. And 300 men to be able to deliver an entire nation. But what was it? It was based on a revelation, a word from God, a now word, a conversation from God that Gideon believed and carried it out. Do you know what we have? We have what's called the VFN torch. You get to it by going to VFNTV.com. And what we feel, we try to share the conversation we're having with our listeners. We really try to seek the heart of God, and we share it. But on the VFN torch, we have segments of those conversations, those programs, and the programs themselves. First hour, the extra hour, plus different programs and videos and more content that you can't see video on the radio, but you can see it at the VFN torch. You got to go there. You get right to prophetic words, wisdom moments, good medicine, which is, you know, a merry heart. It's like good medicine, all the little humor moments that are there, original intent of the nation, original intent of the church, and so much more is available. You got to see it. You can actually subscribe to it right on the VFN torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN torch.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome back. Joining me is Pat and John. God, it's just, if you haven't yet taken the time to begin to abide, we're about to hear from Pat what the Lord is sharing with him in his abiding time. But, you know, every single day we're sharing with you from the overflow of what God's sharing with us. Mm-hmm. We spend time with the Lord. And if you don't have a plan, we have a simple plan for you, a simple plan that even young men and young women, girls and boys, they're hearing from God. Even Samuel was taught to hear from God by Eli, who didn't care about hearing from God. But once he heard from the Lord, as he repeated what God said, not one word that he said, and this wasn't something in his own heart. Obviously, God was revealing himself to Samuel. Not one of them fell to the ground. Mm. And I don't want to share right now on the air what Jonathan, you know, God spoke to him in the context of that. But let me tell you this, you know, get prepared. Get prepared. If you haven't yet heard Prudent Preparation, you need to hear it. You need to go to VFNTV.com. You need to listen to it and go into the VFN TV store and begin to look around for all the things available, how you can prepare for the days ahead, because it's going to be a great harvest. But look at the church in Syria. This is what happened in Syria. They first said, let's just kind of blend in. Let's kind of be neutral. And they realized you can't be neutral. And the truth is, we can't be neutral.
You got to pick a side.
You got to pick a side. And you got to pick Jesus' side if you want eternal life and be in the family. And so the conflict, how horrific it is revealing the true church. And even though Jesus was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. Understand that if we're crying out for revival and a third great awakening, we're seeing it. God's showing this to us. But with it comes persecution in the context of that. You need to hear from God. And so we have a simple plan available for you, a simple plan available for you right now. I mean, all you need is a crayon, if you think about it, a video, just kind of just having a little kitchen talk with you, how to be able to do it and kind of sharing with you what God says. Go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and get your request your simple plan today. You fill out the information that comes to you right away, immediately to you and also into your email. Pat, what's God sharing with you?
Well, I was just sharing with the guys this morning, reading in Second Corinthians chapter 7, where if you remember, where Paul was real upset, you know, that he had sent this letter to the Corinthians. You know, he says he didn't really enjoy it. You know, it was a painful thing to do, but he knew if he didn't, you know, there wouldn't be any repentance.
Right.
So he was glad he did it, because what he says was, and I'll just read part of it.
Isn't
here.
Isn't that beautiful, though, the tension between, I really hate to do it. It hurts me more than it hurts you.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got to do that.
It's hard. It's a tough thing to do. But if you love the person, you know, who, you know, God's entrusted you with,
right,
you know, you're going to bring that correction. You're going to shine that light.
Yeah. It reminds me of a teacher, by the way, just, I won't say a name, but you know, she's a real good teacher, and she had a class that she's been able just to love on them and just be the kindness aspect of it. But all of a sudden they started getting really rowdy and all that.
Mm.
So she had to come down and she had to be stern with them. And she's so convicted because she's a believer. She just didn't want to have to come down on them. But I was talking to her and saying, listen, you know, if you really love them, I mean, you have to understand the kindness and the sternness of that and helped her get through that time, because you want it all. But the truth is, you got to do these things sometimes, because it just gets out there. And the next day her class was like peachy. And it came in there.
Oh, wow.
They're all doing their work and stuff like that. It was just beautiful. And because she loved them, she got firm with them.
Right.
And they listen, they're going to have a future if they continue to listen to that, because she's teaching them the things they need to know to be able to have a future.
Yeah, not just a future, but you save someone's life. I mean,
yes.
Would it be stern to yell at someone who's about to get hit by a car?
Hello.
That wouldn't be stern. You'd be saving their life. Yeah. Stop! Get out the way!
But it is hard. I mean, you walk away from that. I don't know what you're talking about. Just, I just feel like dirt after doing something like that. Because
I know,
who are we?
I got to say this, but here it comes.
Yeah.
In humility, I mean, because you know, I mean, we're all dirt without God, you know.
Right. Yeah, you are.
So who am I?
I know.
So some have more than others.
Just saying.
But Paul said, he goes, I know it was painful to you for a little while, but now I'm glad I sent it, because...
the internet, where the letter wouldn't be up there forever, you know what I'm saying? Can y'all put that letter away?
I know.
Right, exactly. He says, not because it hurt you, but because of the pain it caused you to repent and change your ways. And that's the result. I mean, that's what we want. And it was the kind of sorrow God wants in his people to have. So you are not harmed by it in any way. for the kind of sorrow God wants to experience leads us away from sin and result in salvation. And then he says, there's no regret for that kind of sorrow.
So it brought them to a place of repentance, right, so they could be saved.
Exactly.
Which means if they wouldn't have listened to that rebuke, they wouldn't have been saved.
Exactly. Which,
and he wrote the letter to the church.
Exactly. It was the church he's talking to.
It's the church he's talking to.
Right. So this is in the world. This is the church.
Yeah.
And then he says, but worldly sorrow, which lacks repentance, results in spiritual death.
That sounds like Francis Chan when he was talking about, we hear it, you know, and we celebrate it. We go, you never really heard it. I really felt that. You know, I was teared up and stuff, but I walk away unchanged.
Mm.
And that's worldly sorrow.
Right, exactly.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you know, like we were saying earlier, it's very difficult a lot of times when you know you've, there's something you need to share with this person, or, you know, even your kids. I mean, it's not something you enjoy doing, but you know, if you love them and you want them to make it,
sure,
you know, you got to bring it. You know what I'm saying? You got to shine that light in those dark areas.
And we have blind spots, you know. It's worthwhile to have relationships with those that are even willing to want to speak in your life.
Right, exactly.
That's why I say you have 10,000 teachers, but very few fathers.
Right.
And a father is someone who loves you enough to say, if you leave that light switch on one more time, it loves you enough to say, you don't need to be going out with that boy.
That's right.
Loves you enough to say, you know, that you need to get out of bed and get a job, or you need to go to school. You need to listen to your mama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to follow God. You need to get in the Word of God. Whether you do it or not, that's a father that's loving on you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easier to just kind of teach. And there's so many teachers today, they really don't care whether you do what they're going to say or not. That's this is the difference. A teacher, I mean, you have people that could, you can teach anything.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have anointed teachers that break the yoke off of the person. Not only do you know it, but all of a sudden you're free from it. But then a father, somebody who has God's put in your life as a father, it could be your natural father or it could be a spiritual father, that when they speak to you, their words just kind of just stay with you.
Mm.
And they encourage you, just simple words, and they challenge you like Paul was doing. He says, you know, for I'm your father in Christ Jesus. But that's just love. I mean, somebody who speaks truth to you, they're wanting what's best for you. They understand that your success is their victory.
Yeah.
Their greatest, sort of like David was telling us, like, you know, Captain Alexander was telling us last night, just to get the text from his son from college you know, Dad, he's studying engineering and all, and he's developed, I know about what his app was, I'll tell you, but they designed their own app that they're being able to market now and give the rights away to. But the fact that I'm seeking God every night and asking God to lead me, that's just beautiful for a father to hear his son saying that I'm seeking God every night and asking him to be able to lead me. Mm-hmm. And you know, God responds.
Absolutely. Oh,
God responds to that question.
Exactly. So, I mean, me as a believer, that I should welcome, you know, somebody pointing something out of my life because, you know, I don't want to offend. I don't want to hurt God. I don't want to hurt my brother or anybody.
Yeah.
You know, but in humility, we're open to it.
Well, that's it.
But if you're prideful, you know, you're not going to, you know, you're going to have the worldly type of sorrow.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
You may be repentant for a moment, or you may be not repentant, but sorry for what you did.
Yeah.
But then there's no change.
Yeah.
You know, there's no repentance.
Wow. Yeah.
Which leads, what he said, spiritual death.
Mm.
So
if
you can't be spoken to, you know, you're not going to change.
Well, that's when you find out truly who is a son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You find out a son when there is a, is it a correction or a wreck, W-R-E-C-K, son. That when God brings correction in our life, that's when we find out if we're a son of God or not.
That's right.
Because we shake loose from God and say, no, I refuse. Like, okay, you're not a son.
That's not right.
A daughter of God, because he's not your father.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not allowing him to bring correction into your life. So either it's correction, the way you spell correction normally, or if you're not a son or a daughter yet, it's correct. W-R-E-C-K, right?
Wow.
Shun.
That's good.
It's true. And that's how you know. That's when somebody who loves you is very carefully about to try to bring correction, thinking at any moment it could be a wreck because it's about to be revealed in your life. Are you a son? Are you a daughter? are you somewhere else's son? Yeah. And someone else's daughter? Are you God's son? Are you a son of the Lord or you're not?
Right.
And that's how you find out.
That's good.
It's true. Consider hardship as discipline. God's treating you as a son.
Yeah. I just remember my early days of my walk. It was like a car wreck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whenever somebody brought correction in my life, because it was dysfunctional correction growing up. So I was always like, you know, put my hands up. Hold on now.
Right.
You're getting a little too close.
Right.
But then, you know, God disciplines those he loves. So
yeah,
if you're willing to change, God has no problem pointing stuff out.
You think about it. You know, here's Timothy is just heard the gospel. He's so excited. His mother's a believer. His dad's Greek, I guess. And he hears about this man, you know, Paul, who's been preaching in the community and seeing the kingdom of God in the light of the gospel. And he just wants to go with him. He wants to be a part of what. This is the beginning of the letters that you read in Timothy. It hasn't happened yet because first Timothy had to want to go. It's like, I want to go, but he didn't understand what it was going to be like to go. But he wanted to go, and he was willing to do whatever it took. And so Paul's like, okay, great, cool, wonderful. This is wonderful. Okay, this is what we're first going to do. We're first going to need to circumcise you. You know, and it's like, I mean, can you imagine an American today, like, you know, I'm no, if it's plastic surgery, like, you're talking about an eye lift, nose lift, or ear reduction, or whatever, some kind of whatever reduction.
Right.
You know, rhinoplasties. Anyway, so but in regards to something that this is why he said that. He says, because you're going to be ministering to folks that are right now operate in the flesh. And what's in your life in the flesh, nothing's wrong with you, but what that part of you is going to cause them not to hear the God part of you.
Mm.
It had nothing to do with him. He was already saved because they were going to minister to the Jews, and the Jews were going to be one of the things is, and I was like to know, you know, what you doing spying up my liberties? But the very fact is he was preparing him for the ministry, which is means you want to win them. Some people, this is how you know the motive of it is where folks want to be on a stage and they want to bring glory to themselves, and it's about what they get out of it. And it's like, yeah, that's about all you're going to get. And you're going to stand at the altar the last day saying, Lord, Lord, did I not? And he's going to say, I never knew you. But the ones that understand the reason minister means servant. And so you're going to serve folks in hopes that they may, you become all things to all people, that you might win a few to God. And so you're going to deal with stuff in your life, not because you're becoming more saved. You're dealing with stuff in your life so you don't get in people's way.
Yeah. So you can be prepared to serve.
Yeah.
You just don't.
Yeah.
Not about putting on a napkin and running out there. No. Come on back.
Yeah.
Come on back.
And you need to get healed in your heart. And some of the biggest healings that need to take place is you got to deal with that rebellion that's been in your heart towards your father. Because the enemy's done all these different things against you and perception-wise and all this kind of stuff. And the truth is, you answer alone before God, no witnesses or no suspects. And you need to get those father wounds, father vacancies, father voids, father absence. You just fill in the blank. Everything the enemy could say and do and accuse has happened. Because if you get and you start ministering on behalf of the Father through his Son, and you don't even understand what it means to be a father, and you don't even understand what it means to a son, what gospel are you preaching? How long is it going to take you to be offended, and all of a sudden you take it personal because that old wound gets stirred up? And so correction is where that takes place, is when we're willing. And Paul says, we got 10,000 teachers, very few fathers, for I'm your father in Christ Jesus. He was willing to deal with the things that had to be dealt with. Why? So they could be saved.
That's right.
So they could be saved. What a reward.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program. You're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio, 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it. Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts. I don't know if you heard about the podcast, but I'm excited about the podcast.
Talk to us.
The podcast for VFN TV, the Daily Radio Program. Think about it. Mm-hmm. A podcast, this is what a podcast does. It happens without you doing anything.
Oh, that's good.
Once you subscribe to the our podcast, the entire day's programs, teachings that are loosed, if they're available on VFN TV, released, the highlights, you know, the each individual highlights that you see on the VFN Torch. I mean, this automatically, if you subscribe to the podcast, and it's a podcast, it will just download somehow miraculously into your computer, into your iPhone, into your Android, and you don't even need to be hooked up in the Wi-Fi or anything like that.
It's good.
It just will automatically download it, so you can listen to what you want to listen to when you want to listen to it, because it's sitting inside your phone, your iPod, your Android, your computer. It's sitting in there like it's a song that you purchased and sits in your playlist. That's what a podcast is, which is pretty cool, because what that means is this, that everything that's ever happened in the broadcast, all these different topics and wisdom and everything that we're sharing with you to encourage you, but also to encourage others, that you can have them yourself. You don't have to buy them. You don't have to sign up to get something. They just download automatically through the podcast. Make sure you check it out. Go to VFNTV.com and subscribe to the podcast today.
You know, I'm reminded of a very successful young businessman. And he loved to buy his mother these exotic gifts for Mother's Day. And he ran out of ideals. And then he ran across these birds. These birds were cool. You know, they cost $5,000 a piece. They could dance. They could sing. They could talk. He was so excited, he bought two of them. Sent them to his mother. Couldn't wait to call her up on Mother's Day. Mother, mother, what'd you think of those birds? And she said, they was good. He said, no. Mother, you didn't need those birds. Those birds cost $5,000 a piece. They could dance, they could sing, they should talk. And she said, well, they should have said something.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John.
Yes. You know, right now you're seeing in media and you're seeing all across really the country a narrative, a false lie shared by the enemy, the Lucifer.
So a false lie would be a double negative, so that would actually be a truth. So either be a lie or be false.
It's a lie.
Okay, lie. Okay,
it's a lie.
Sure. I thought I was just making sure.
All right.
That was the Chris coming out in me.
Hey, I need all the grammar help. Up. Hey, all
thumbs
the going up. All the grammar guys. Going
yeah, right.
Bring them on.
A not.
Yeah, a not. Or irrelevant, right?
That's, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So that they're saying that God is dead.
You know, right.
God, where is God? God is dead. And I think one of the questions that someone asked in a tragedy, where is your God? And you're seeing a lot of this being taken place on college campuses all across the country,
mm-hmm.
where you have atheist professors that are challenging Christians. You send your child to college, you spend a lot of money sending them there, only for them to face all of these attacks, you know, about their faith and about the Lord. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a movie that's coming out in the spring of 2014. It's done by a company called PureFlix. They're a Christian film production company. They're actually headquartered in Scottsdale, Arizona, and they're actually producing something right now called Jerusalem Countdown. But they're preparing this movie to be released 2014. We have a trailer.
What's the title of it?
It's called God's Not Dead. God's Not Dead. And I want you to listen to this trailer. We're going to come back and talk about it. But we have the trailer, and you can see this thing playing out. It's pretty powerful.
Your whole life, and here you are. Explain that to me.
What do you say to people that are offended by your show because you pray to Jesus in every episode?
If we disown him, he'll disown us.
When a 12-year-old watches his mother dying of cancer, a God who would allow that is not worth believing in. Life is really a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury and signifying nothing.
Name? Wheaton. Josh Wheaton. Philosophy 150. You might want to think about a different instructor. Come on, man, it can't be that bad.
Think Roman Colosseum. People cheering for your death.
I'm Professor Radisson. This is Philosophy 150. I would like to bypass senseless debate altogether and jump to the conclusion, which every sophomore is already aware of, there is no God. All that I require from each of you is that you fill in the papers I've just given you with three little words: God is dead. Mr. Wheaton, is something wrong?
I can't do what you want. I'm a Christian.
If you cannot bring yourself to admit that God is dead, then you will need to defend the antithesis.
Think of Jesus as my friend.
You think Jesus is God?
I don't want to disappoint him. So your acceptance of this challenge may be the only meaningful exposure to God and Jesus they'll ever have.
See, to me, he's not dead. I don't want anyone to get talked out of believing in him just because the professor thinks they should.
Mr. Wheaton, are you ready?
We're going to put God on trial.
If you think you're smarter than me, Wheaton, do not try to humiliate me in front of my students. In that classroom, there is a God, and I'm him.
This experiment is over. You get to decide who the most important person in your life is. Me, Professor Radisson.
But I have to do this thing. Like it's something that God wants me to do. I can't just turn away from it.
You just want to ensnare them in your primitive superstition.
What I want is for them to make their own choice. That's what God wants.
You have no idea how much I'm going to enjoy failing you.
Yeah, but who are you really looking to fail? Me or God?
God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion.
Science supports his existence, you know the truth. So why do you hate him? It's a very simple question. Why do you hate God?
God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside.
Wow, what an amazing, amazing movie.
Duck Dynasty.
They asked him, you know, why do you always have to pray at the end of the program? And he said, this is Willie, the CEO. He says, if we deny Jesus, he'll deny us.
That's right. That was powerful. Okay, when is this going to be out?
It's coming out the spring, 2014.
Wow.
And this is a real life. I mean, this is not a real life.
This is what's happening on the college campus. Listen, they're teaching these Zelensky-type tactics and...
I have an article right here from Fox News where it says that a Florida Atlantic University student said he was punished after he refused a professor's directive to stomp on a piece of paper with the word Jesus written on it.
Mm. They asked them to write it on a piece of paper and then put it on the floor and stomp
and
on it.
Stomp on it, and the university defended the assignment as a lesson in debating. Let me tell you something. This is happening every single day.
What you do is you write the professor's name on it.
There you go.
There you go. I have no problem stomping on your name.
Right.
Matthew 16:13 says this: when Jesus came to the region of Philippi, I had a problem there. He asked his disciples, "Who do you say the Son of Man is?" And they replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets." But this is what Jesus says. Listen to this. He says, "But what about you?" And that's the thing, everyone has to come to that.
You answer
who
alone,
is
brother.
The Son of Man?
No witnesses,
to you?
No suspects.
That's who is he to you?
That's right.
But who do you say? But what about you? He asked. Who do you say I am? And this is what Peter says. It says, Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Let me tell you today that we serve a God that is surely alive.
Yeah.
And if you accept him into your heart, he could live inside of you today.
Right.
And he desires to have an amazing, wonderful relationship with you. All you have to do is cry out to him and acknowledge the fact that you're away from him. If you don't know him today and you're being drawn to him, and say, I want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life. Mm. And let me tell you, he wants an awesome relationship with you where you can actually hear his voice and walk with him.
You have to know him.
You've got to know him.
Mm. Listen, and you can meet him through, you can meet Jesus by going to meetmyfather.
Yep.
.org.
.org. We wrote a couple of our stories, and you can actually read some of what we've shared of our own experiences, how we met him. But you can do it, and he would change your life forever.
I just want to tell you, too, don't forget this Sunday at the VFM Dream Center in Pensacola, Florida, or online. Barbara Still will be ministering there at the VFM Dream Center. You can find out more at VineFellowshipNetwork.org. You have to hear this evangelist minister the heart of God.
Also, don't forget to visit our sponsors. You can go to VFNTV.com and click on our sponsors page. Let me tell you something. We have all the information listed there for you. You have your website, address, phone numbers, contact information. If you are in Pensacola, please visit Blue Angel Hot Tubs, Pool, and Spa. That's Joyce. She has all of your spa and pool needs, and she can also ship nationwide. You can get her contact information on VFNTV.com. Also, in Pensacola, visit the Coffee House, Navy Boulevard. Fresh sandwiches, hot coffee, and a wonderful warm environment to relax.
Also, don't forget about Glenn Parker. Glenn Parker, Alan Turner Honda, right? Right there in Pensacola as well.
Car City.
Car City. You have their websites and everything available for you at VFNTV.com. VFNTV.com.
Yeah. Also, don't forget Yolanda Cocina Cubana in New Jersey.
Yes, Yolanda.
Authentic Cuban food. You can't miss it. And also, if you like Mexican food, Taqueria Olga's in Pensacola. VFNTV.com. Visit your sponsors today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.